This is the Joey English Show Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey Pals, presented through the generosity of CV Rep, a world-class theater in an intimate setting. CVRep.org, there at 68510 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City. Okay, in the treasure chest, you've got passes to the Air Museum, psairmuseum.org, 778-6262. I call them the Patriotic Center of the Coachella Valley. You've got a $30 gift certificate to Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill, 778-6262. They're at 155 South Palm Canyon Drive, or they're at 72775 Dinah Shore in Rancho Mirage. Here's the Palm Springs number, 322-9654.
Hola, Joey Pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
You've got a gift certificate from McDonald's Restaurant. You can use it at any one of Dick Shalhoub's 33 restaurants, McDonald's.com. You've got passes to the Palm Springs Art Museum, psmuseum.org, 322-4800. The Palm Springs Art Museum houses three floors of extraordinary modern, contemporary, and Western art, as well as food in a world-class bistro. I'm so happy. And the passes that I give you also can be used at the Architecture and Design Center just five blocks away from the main museum. Now, I don't think Dan or Jay Ovier or Landon, none of them have children, so we'll make my three work. Be the third caller at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. I'm in my 26th year. Thank you for making this show what you have. Be caller number three. I couldn't have done it without you. Okay, Joey Pals, I wish you were all here because we're having so much fun off the air with Landon Morris and Jay Ovier and Dan Foley, because Landon brings all this beautiful jewelry.
So I like first that we get of all, to play.
Yes,
Hi.
We play. Name the, your company first.
Matthew Morris Fine Jewelry, out of Palm Springs.
Get the business out of the way.
Okay, go about the good stuff.
What's the website?
mmfinejewelry.com.
And the phone number?
310-890-0763. I wanted to let somebody know, whoever wants to give me a call first, I'm going to give them a free appraisal. I do $150 each appraisal, but I will do one for free. And if you guys have something sitting around right now that's been in your drawer forever, that's you know, that's your mama hat or anything, and you need to get it insured, I will do it for free. Give me a call or a text, guys.
Yes.
310-890-0763. Just the first one. They do
Just
take me a lot
of
time.
Of course,
okay.
All right. Now, what's the stone of the month for September?
Oh, it's a good stone. Sapphire.
But we've just been learning while you folks were doing whatever you were doing. And I took a picture. I'll put it up on my website. This fabulous ring has about 15, 18 stones in it, all different colors. But
they're all sapphires. That's why I brought it.
That's
every single colored
amazing.
Stone, except for the diamonds, they're all sapphires. Sapphires come in every color.
Well, you made it too big for me.
I'm so sorry. We can make it smaller.
It fits on my thumb,
fingers.
Joey Pals.
Guys, that's not even that big of a ring.
Oh, really?
She must have little fingers.
I
yeah.
do. And the bracelet.
Isn't that wonderful?
This is pale green. Mm-hmm. Orange,
yep,
mauve, purples, blues,
everything,
almost a dark green, mm-hmm. And these are all
sapphires. That's called the ombre bracelet.
Ombre,
so it like flows of different colors around it. It looks like the gay flag as well, so it's
yes.
fun for Palm Springs.
Now, This looks like a man's ring. What is this?
That is.
Star sapphire?
So they do have star sapphires. That is just a regular, I'm putting this in quotes. I mean, a regular sapphire is amazing. Like a sapphire is just amazing. And
it's very nice.
You should see the lovely rings Joey's wearing today. She has two different sapphire rings herself.
Oh, but mine are just, that one was a gift. That's set
a lovely
in
gift.
Silver with little tiny,
but it's real.
Can't even see them, diamonds. But are they all in there?
They're
My
all in
gosh.
There, diamonds and sapphires though. Now, a lot of the times these days, you won't get real stones and silver. They don't do that anymore.
But you looked.
Yeah, those ones are real.
With your, what do you call it?
The loop, the jeweler's
loop.
The loop. Yep. And your other ones, lovely.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Really? I got that in Singapore. Now, aww, listen to this, Joy Pals. I'm going to brag on Landon. Okay, I handed Landon a ring I bought when I was touring Singapore. Who knows? I used to have earrings that match and a pendant. They were stolen.
Oh.
But.
Hurts my heart every time.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Yeah.
So I handed him the ring, told him I bought it in Singapore, and he said, those sapphires are from
Australia. Hands down.
Now,
I know that.
How
yeah.
in heaven's name?
So
I'm looking for the sign.
It's like, g'day, mate.
There's nothing there.
So Singapore doesn't actually have natural sapphires that come out of the earth. Oh. So they need to get them from Burma, Thailand, Sri Lanka, or Australia. The Australian blue sapphires tend to have an undertone of a little bit of green. So I can see. So if you compare it to the men's ring that has that distinct bluey blue, it's like a velvety blue.
Yes.
Versus the little bit of greeny blue.
I'm
no,
sorry.
Most people wouldn't see that, but I would
no,
see it, right?
No.
It's
plus,
my job.
This is probably dirty.
Yeah, oh, it could use a little bit of clean, but everything yes. can. You know, now we're putting hand sanitizer on, lotion. I mean, our rings and
yes.
stuff get dirty so quick.
Oh, my stars.
Yeah.
No, I can't with my naked eye. I can see the darker, beautiful blue in the men's ring, yeah. man's ring, but I can't get the green.
I could show you. If you gave me like a year or 6 months of training, you would know. I
no,
get it. I
that's
get
why we have you. Did you design all these beautiful things?
I did. Now, I can't take credit for the ombre bracelet.
Oh.
That is just the one that I made. It took me a long time to get the stones, but that's just been something that's been around for many, many years, and it was my turn to do one when I finally
yes.
got all the material.
What would this one cost?
$15,100. Yeah. But remember, they're all sapphires.
They're
all
sapphires.
All golds. Yeah. Fancy pants.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 series of 6 stones. Oh, no. Yes,
yeah,
6 stones
yeah,
each.
You got it. See, it's wonderful. What happens
oh,
with that,
man.
That is something that I have just collected. Like, oh, I've got 5 of these color. Oh, these 3 don't work. So it takes years to create
See,
one
I,
like that.
If I were you,
yeah.
I would hate to give this up.
I don't want to really, you know, all my babies, I feel that exact
I know
way.
They're,
yeah, they're
yes.
my babies. I'm like, oh,
yes.
congratulations buying this ring that I love. I
yes.
wish I kept it.
Take a picture, I guess.
Yeah, and that's all I've got now. I've done so many beautiful
and
designs.
I took a picture, Joey Pals, of the...
Isn't that a fun one? Different.
How much is this?
That one is $9,200.
Because of all the beautiful...
Yeah, but you
what
see,
do you call those diamonds? They're not pave, they're not...
Oh my God, you nailed it. Oh, okay, so you're saying they are pave.
They are.
They share prongs with all the other ones.
Yeah. Prongs?
Yep, so little prongs hiding in between the pave.
Oh no, they're just can't
It's beautiful,
be.
But this is also high-end. You're looking at really fancy pants
yes.
diamonds. Look at how all the sapphires are crystal clear. You don't see any inclusions.
I can't
you
see
blue,
any
orange
around the paves.
Are you ready for this?
What?
So remember how I said that sapphires come in every color?
Yes.
So if I have a purple sapphire, we call it a purple sapphire. If I have an orange sapphire, it's an orange sapphire. If it's a blue sapphire, we just call it a sapphire.
Right.
You ready for this?
Okay.
What do you call a red sapphire?
A ruby.
Wow, she nailed it. That's exactly it. Look at you.
Nailed it. I was set up.
Now you got that. And that's exactly what it is. They're all from the corundum family.
Corundum.
Corundum is the natural element that grows in the earth.
So these come out of the earth?
They come out of
this
the earth.
Color?
Not that color. Not that pretty, though.
No.
They come out as like hexagonal... rough rocks that we then take and the lapidaries cut them into the beautiful things you see. And depending
These
on the inclusions,
beautiful.
Depending on the size, is what you get left over when we cut it. Because a stone, you want to cut perfect so it looks pretty.
Yes.
You can maximize weight and go, here, I just cut you a chunk of rock. But when you do it that way, that's why they look good. That's why they sparkle.
Now, I would think during you ought to go. Last week we started the film festival, the LGBTQIA film festival.
I wasn't invited. Why did nobody invite me?
It's over. You should have taken these.
Oh, I didn't think about that. That would have been. Is that what's happening just down there?
Yeah, at the Camelot. It's here until the 28th or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But these are exquisite.
Thank you.
Golly's.
I do put in a lot of effort, a lot of love, a lot of obsession, but that's I also get to travel. Like I was in Sri Lanka a few years ago. That's Sri Lanka.
I don't even know where Sri Lanka is.
It's the little island right next to India.
India.
Yeah, but we would know it as Ceylon Sapphires.
Yes.
That's what Sri Lanka used to be called. So I was there a few years ago with my mama, in fact, and we were looking for sapphires. Yeah.
What's the stone in October? Opal.
I think it might be, but it's also something else. It's opal and...
It was my mother's birthday. Ooh. I remember she had an opal.
Opal is such a good one, too.
But it's very soft.
It can be. It's also a very organic, beautiful stone.
Called?
Oh, you mean opals?
Oh
yeah.
Right, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to tell me what else is the stone of the month for...
It's a tanzanite.
Oh, I have one. Okay, I'll wear it next month.
Tanzanite's an awesome stone, too.
Mine's green.
Oh. That would actually be called a green zoisite, then.
Okay, maybe it's a tourmaline. What's...
Oh, if you bring it, I'll have a look. That could be part of the fun. That could be part of the surprise.
That was fun.
It's a green diamond. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, please. How do you clean sapphires? Just with... Toothpaste and a toothbrush?
Yes, okay, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a lecture, if I may.
Yes.
So they are 9 on the Mohs scale, the MOH scale, MOHS, Mohs.
Okay.
So they're very tough and they're very hard.
Okay.
So you're not really going to hurt them. But when you say take a toothbrush, don't do it over the sink because, God forbid, one of them's loose,
yes.
You're going to push it out. You won't hurt the stone, but the stone will be in the drain. Right.
Oh,
so
wow.
Toothbrush, a little bit of toothpaste. The best way, I would take it to your local jeweler, someone who has a steamer, mm-hmm. and they'll make it look brand new.
I have a little kit somebody gave me. Oh. They stole my jewelry. They left the kit.
Yeah, like they could at least take that and cleaned it.
Liquid.
You know? Yes.
You put it in there and leave it for 10 minutes or whatever it is, shake it all
that
around,
will work.
And then
yep.
rinse it good.
Exactly. If you want, I will do those for you.
Oh, no, cool. I'll do them.
Okay.
Bless your heart. When I'm brushing my teeth, I'll just... Put the ring in.
A professional cleaner, I would polish it and check all
the
stuff.
Oh, bless your heart.
So when the time comes, I'll take care of it for you.
Oh, yeah. That's hard to believe.
Congratulations, they're all real.
They're real, yes.
Yeah. Isn't that a fun thing to find out? See, that's why appraisals are good. That's why this knowledge is good.
So, give me a ballpark. What's something like that worth? This is my ring that's set in silver, which is not as good as having been set in gold.
Well, see,
and it's got little teeny tiny... mouse cut diamonds. Oh, we're out of time.
Okay.
How much would this be worth?
Probably $600.
Okay.
Yeah, so nothing to slouch about. The other one's much better.
It is.
Yeah.
Wow.
That would cost you probably $5,000 or $6,000 to remake.
Are those real diamonds?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
They are. They don't look, they're dirty.
You know what's funny? They do look it to me.
Oh, to you. They do.
That's right.
You are so much fun. Joey Pals,
well, thank you.
Start thinking Christmas.
That's right.
310-890-0763 and be the first person to call him and get a free appraisal like I just did.
Yeah. I mean, I'll obviously write it. We'll take the microscope over.
Okay.
We'll have some fun. I'll write you an official appraisal. But yeah, it'll be perfect.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me,
by.
As always.
Bless your heart for
you
being
well.
Here.
Mwah.
Sit for 1 second.
Absolutely.
Joey Pals, here is today's Joey English Desert Datebook. Here's Joey.
ACT Tours remind you there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents. I can name them, by the way. At prices you can afford, go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Maybe you go to Dubai with me next March. Phone 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com. Dana Haynes comes down from the mothership for us, astrologyworldnews.com. We're under the sign of Virgo until September 23rd. Virgo people normally handle daily issues pretty well, but Mars in Gemini is creating an edge. Don't be quick or impulsive. Make careful decisions this month. The Mercury retrograde goes until October 1st. Remember what Dan has taught us. The Mercury retrograde makes things more intense, not necessarily more negative. Check it out at astrologyworldnews.com. Desert Water Agency reminds you that they've approved new water restrictions, no sprinklers during daylight hours, and restaurants can only serve water upon request. DWA.org. Just Fabulous. I love this website. The letter B, justfabulous.com. Gifts for kids and pets, huge orders of books, gifts, candles. They're getting ready for the holidays, and they have a new collection of retro pool floats. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, the psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week, month, year holds in store for you. His detailed messages delivered at his beautiful sanctuary overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Great gift idea. Call 401-1810 or visit Lalovisions, LALOvisions.com. As Pat Boone says, you will thank me. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway reminds you the tram is currently shut down for annual maintenance. Tentative reopening day, Monday, October 10th. PSTramway.com. Last but not least, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn, is currently hosting the LGBTQIA Film Festival. Check it all out at psculturalcenter.org. Thus, into the questionable reading of the Joey English Desert Datebook. Hey, Joey Pals, tomorrow's Wednesday. Kathy Allison, The Tribe, and our legal segment. Until then, you be well and all the best.